It's time you got in the game. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name, free quick blog, and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com.
Look, Bensy. Have for our diet.
Hello.
Ain't that good? Look, cups. And food. Sandwiches. Wow. Bensy, happiness is a picnic in the woods. God, look around you, Francine. Look at the nature. Look, Francine, it's beautiful.
Oh,
Francine, I got ass in my pants.
Coming to you live from a toilet in a high-rise on Pompano Beach, it's Madge Weinstein and the Yeast Radio. I'm being a little bit quiet because my mother's in the next room and I don't want her to hear me taking a duty, even though she could hear it on the program, but I know she doesn't listen to it because I do it all the time. Let's turn on the water to hide the sound. Can you hear that? Okay, here we go. Here we go. This will be good. So we're in a room. And since I've been doing this so much, I suppose I should start to give a little bit of background. We're in a room, and there's three walls, washing machine, and a shower, one of those stand-up ones with the rolly doors. Okay, here we go. And this is weird. Fluid splashed on the wall. That's strange. Time for a paint job. Some sort of a... I'll have them. Okay, I don't want dead air, so we're going to do like we did the other day. Hold on. Listen. Quiet. I think that was, like, not as graphic as the others because I prolapsed. Hi, they. Well, let's hear. I have to hear this.
As we walk through the sand, I believe it was early September. By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand.
How are
Hello.
You?
Good, thank you. You?
Fine.
You're
good.
Good. Yeah, one minute. By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along that afternoon in fall? That afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall and odd what we forget. I heard love. another as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da.
By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of this song by myself. God, American flag, it's all tattered. That's appropriate. Oh, fuck. Yeah, what's up, you who rise and shine, Cheery Hill Radio. But it's like, you know, I was with Holly, which is nice. You see, every time I see more... God damn, this fucking weather. Wind. It's not bad weather, it's windy. It's warm, I guess. But it's like all these fucking reminders, you know, of the life with Gussie. And, you know, I come in to my parents' house. I've actually never stayed here, because I always stayed with Gussie or something. But, you know, I thought, well, it'd be nice by the beach and see my parents. I haven't spent time with them in a long time. And since I don't have a boyfriend, I mean, an excuse anymore, why not, right? But then I get into the room where I'm staying, one of the bedrooms, and it's, you know, all the stuff from the hair salon is still there. I totally forgot about it, you know? Like, there's this, this goddamn hair-drying, coloring fast. It's a machine that makes your hair color, you know, give you cancer faster or something. You know, it's like a Italian thing with arms, and it spins around and it heats your hair or something. And there's a lamp, there's the kitchen table from Gussie's apartment, and there's a drum set, but that's my mother's. Don't ask me why she started playing the drums at the age of 85. That's another completely insane. I told her we could have a retarded, even worse version of the goddamn Partridge Family. My father plays the tuba, my mother plays the drum. She bought a drum set. Now, how often is it you have to tell... You have the grandkids telling the grandmother to stop playing the drums so loud. It's fucked up. Anyway. But, you know, it affects me a lot, you know. It's just so fucking depressing. Because a year ago, you know, I was here with Gussie. And she was just, you know, starting to be sick. It's horrible. What can I say, you know? Other than it's horrible. What, I could keep it to myself and feel horrible? You know, talk about what? My vagina? My yeast? Yeah. And how horrible it is to have vaginal yeast, right? That's true. It's horrible. Well, at least my... It's fucking... Oh, God. People. Let me walk away from them. Mrs. Slocum sent me this wonderful documentary from the big blob of cunt called, The Woman Who Thinks She's a Cow, or Thinks Like a Cow. It's very good. It's about a... What's his... God damn it. Hopefully Matt Blender, my show notes person, okayso.radio.libsyn.com. Wonderful podcast. You know, you have to listen to that one. It's two for one or something. And all this with they have another, my parents have another condo in this building here. Well, they rent it out, I think. Oh, it's still recording. Goody. I thought I turned it. Let me put the hold switch on so I don't accidentally turn it off. You know, I don't care. The sound quality is going to suck cunt. You know? I'm sure if any of these professional radio people are listening to it at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be like, oh, how can they put wind noise? Why doesn't this lesbian have a wind sock on her goddamn shit? You know what? Fuck you. Go turn the channel then. Put on Martha Stewart. You know, that lady, Judith Regan, who got fired from, HarperCollins or whatever, Rupert Murdoch fired this lady for wanting to do that OJ book. Her name was Judith Regan. You know, she's on the same channel as we are, Sirius Stars 102. Isn't that cool? But, anyway, yeast. Ah, fucking shite. Yeah, so I got to witness a lot of chewing. Did you notice this? This is something I found. Maybe we've talked about. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, yeah, I will. Yeah. It's my duty as a journalist. Slot. I'm not a journalist. But I am when it comes to chewing with your mouth open. And I am a fucking shit. Maybe if I turn... No. If I turn it down, does that... No, why would that help? Journal slit. That's what I am. I'm a journal slit. Prolapsed journal slit. Why the fuck should I care if two people are listening to a goddamn wind noise? I still think of our song on the sand. Na-na-na-na-na-na. I can tell that the words were romantic. Something about prolapse. Something about smoking. Though my lips wave along beneath my chafing thighs in the sun. I believe I can tell mostly prolapse. Oh, God. Alright, so I told you why I'm depressed. What else is there to say about it, you know? What else? Nothing. Really. Oh, that used to be a goddamn hotel before that fucking hurricane. They sure move fast. These construction workers here in Florida. The state that's basically responsible for the disaster that is the world today, thanks to that fucked up election. Let's go to the beach. I see white people. I don't think they make blacks in Florida or something. Sorry about the noise. Oh, fucking shit. They have these. Oh my God, can you hear that? It's so loud. I still think. I don't see any obvious behind this empty beach either. This is shit. Yeah, this is shit. This is the only way I'm going to be able to record this goddamn show, because I can't record it in the house. You know, everybody's fucking, you know, in one area, and I can't. Yeah, it's hard for me. If I have to, it's stupid. I know. And it's stupid, but you know, what's with parasails? Is that the new thing? Has everybody got a goddamn parasail for goddamn Christmas? Your goddamn happy married couples and bullshit. No cancer. Okay, can you hear the fucking water, assholes? Here's the goddamn water. You happy, Roger, you fucking asshole? I go out on the goddamn beach when I could have been home eating key lime pie. I'm depressed. Though the years wrestle on, I still think of our song by the sand. Da-da-da. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that your vagina was prolapsed. Hi, bird. Tweet, tweet. Mm-hmm. That was sweet.
Sweet. And I might do a plug-in to get rid of wind noise in the ozone plug-in. Some shit. I knew a woman named Some Shit. She thought she was Some Shit. For real, though. Not really. Anyway. You don't end up being this way for just baking cookies, you know? You meet weird people and you become a lesbian. And then your life is fucked up. You meet people called Some Shit, you know? You get fucked up and you talk about your yeast. And then you end up having to wear cankles all the time. Talking about, you know, iPod. The goddamn cankle. And your goddamn Gizmodo. And your scrotum. I know a girl, Ava, she made a scrotum song. I wish I could remember it. Like, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum. Got one of them things, it's good to wear down below. Scrotum, scrotum, scrotum. It's the kind of thing that holds your balls. It's a scrotum. Oh, joy for it. And, I think that's Dick Van Patten. It looks like Dick Van Patten. I think Dick Van Patten is dead, though, hopefully. I liked Abby, though, because she was the original memory from Cats, you know? I think the original wife character, not the actress, Ocho Esplanio. Look at that fucking blue, a blue sea thing, creature. What do you call that thing? Urchin? No, jellyfish? I want to go to Key West. Fuck this. Such bullshit. I go to one of those clothing optional things and have the whole goddamn beach to myself. You know, my panties. My big blob of cunt hanging out, all stretch marked and beached. There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries, among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue, a gallstone here or two. Oh, by the way, best wishes to Mikey Putfer. Trying to get his goddamn kidney stone. Now, this is so sickening. Okay, so here I was with Seven in Berlin. You know, and Seven is getting his teeth fixed up and everything, and it's really great. And he says, I haven't been to the dentist in years. I said, why? He said, because I couldn't afford it. So now he's in Germany. He's getting his teeth taken care of. So you have to leave the country and, you know, get, yeah, you have to leave the country and then, you know, you get health care. Move to another country where they actually care about people. And instead of killing them, to wait for these walruses to leave. These human walruses walking to work. I'll just stay here. I can't walk back. Fat people. Fat enough. I should walk in front of them, though. Maybe they block my wind.
There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries, among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue.
Oh, God, don't stop walking. This is like the Midwest, where they have these big, fat walrus mothers and these skinny, skinny husbands. And, anyway. There's nothing left of me. Except my prolapse. Hysterectomy. That's a Nurse Wonky song, by the way. It's pod safe. Stink hair. So, let's see. I think I'll sit for a minute. Yeah. I'll sit because I can't be near these human walruses. Yeah. I need something to block my wind. Yeah. Oh, Christ. So if I walk that way, there's a pier where the white trash people listen to music and drink beer. It's positively vile. But if I walk there, I should be able to catch several glimpses, audio glimpses of trashy people being disgusting. You know, like saying, you know, gross hoss and things like that. And it's really funny because it's so white trash here. And then if you
go a few miles south. You're in Miami in this goddamn South America. Which I prefer. But, you know, this is where my parents live. And I'm a complaining person. I didn't explain why, fuckfaces. Right, you think you're supposed to be happy all the goddamn time? You know, the geekbrief.tv. Happy as clams. There's nothing left of me. Science am I. Hysterectomy am I. I think I'll just pronounce my vowels wrong from now on. Maybe that'll make me feel better. There's nothing left of mine. Science am I. Hysterectomy. Ooh, what is that? It's a little tumbleweed from the sea. My tubs, my ovaries, among my silver mouths. It's hard to do. Appendix tied in blue. A prolapse? Here are two. Get fucked. Alright. Pretty birdie. Wow. I wish I could bring Trotsky, but my parents live in a love-free building, which means it's for old people without pets, so they have to be lonely and die soon, so somebody else can live there. Yeah, God forbid you should bring an animal into the house. I don't know, but you can bring your fucking 8,000-year-old great-grandmother with goddamn Depends shitting everywhere. That's fine. Stinking like mothballs. Oh, but don't bring a cute puppy into the house. God, that might make you feel good or something. Make you feel less sorry. You know, so this is what I found out from my sister. She's here too, one of them. She tells me, look, Cousin Billy thinks that you were raised... He asked me if you were raised by wolves. You know what I mean? Raised by wolves. I said, what do you mean? Of course I was. We're both raised by the same wolves. She says to me, well, I don't understand, because I stayed at your sister Madge's house this summer. She told me I could. And in Chicago when she was in the Europe. And it absolutely was the most disgusting house I've ever seen. So filthy. So dirty. And I think your brother was... I mean, sister. Oops. God, I'm such a lesbian. I keep thinking I'm a man subliminally. She says, I think she was raised by Wolves, your sister. And then... And it occurred to me then at that point that, you know, I don't think she ever even found out that I lost my girlfriend, Gussie Iskowitz, because I was looking at my email. No, I don't think anybody told her. I'm not saying, I don't think anybody told her, you know. You'd think you'd cut the lesbian some slack for being a slob when their girlfriend dies, you know. Or they get a hysterectomy. Walruses won't so slow. God damn it. Guess I have to enjoy this fucking weather. So hard to disguise it. I can't believe I'm recording this in this kind of wind. Surely it must be unprecedented for Sirius to have this bad a sound quality, even for the pod show. But that's okay, because I know they like my show. They told me. I like the Sirius too. You should subscribe, because you get that Howard Stern. It's so funny. And, I mean, they always play Howard's show. They repeat it constantly, and he has two channels. So, no matter what time it is, you can always hear the show, the current one. And I love that. And, of course, Richard Simmons. And the Playboy channel. Which all make it worthwhile. So, I love the Cirrus. And please remember, too, that... there's nothing left of me except for these fat people walking in front of me. Her fat thighs chafing. Her husband is quite thin. Yeah, well, she's bending over now to get a shell. Oh, sure, damn me, fat whore. Why does Gidget come to mind? That old movie person, Gidget. I never watched Gidget. It's too happy for me. I fucking hate that bullshit. Happy. There's people jogging with tie-dyes on that advertise bar mitzvahs. That's nice.
I wish it was a bar mitzvah, but it's really a Goyish cup, Chandra Levy kind of wedding or something. And, right. All right. And by the way, somebody who's obviously ignorant sent me a picture. This was a while ago, but I just remembered it. Of that snatch from Keith and the Girl, right? A picture of her saying that it's really Chandra Levy, and then they showed a picture of Chandra Levy, and they said, oh, look, it's the same person. That girl from the Keith and the Girl is really Chandra Levy, right? Yeah, except that girl from, the girl from Chandra Levy is like 10 times prettier than the Keith and the Girl. Plus, she's not as abused in the relationship as Hanukkah is. I just need to say that. I don't like to talk about that, but I did. Because I'm on the beach, and it's windy, and when I come walking back, it's going to be even windier. I've got tailwinds. Ooh. And coming back, I'm going to have giant winds. Cunt winds. It's like a queef. Maybe. 21 minutes so far. So the shit I took earlier on this program was bad because the toilet is such a weak flusher. And I had to plunge it, it was bad because it was kind of a floater. So when I plunged it, the turd broke apart. It's disgusting. But at least it finally flushed and I didn't have to wear my rock. I just saw a rock that was the same looking rock as I got in Hawaii once a long time ago. Please don't ever quit your job, Mr. Eggman. I'll always want eggs. Always and always and always. Please don't ever quit your job, Mr. AIDS Man. Prolapse. So I'm here at the Atlantic Ocean here. This is the Atlantic Ocean. If you look at the Google Earth, just look for Pompano Beach, Flower Turd, Ocean Drive, that whole business. And I'm somewhere near, I don't know, some trashy crap. Some, you know, Target and ice cream place where they sell, I'm not making this up, they sell cake frosting ice cream. The Ice Mountain Creamery. It's ice cream made out of just normal vanilla. It's disgusting, but I ate it when Griselda was here last year. I can't fucking think about last year, you know? It's just awful when I think about it. And how a year ago when the kids are going to come, you know, my relative child friends. And it was just a year ago that me and Gussie went to the store. We got We got a Cinderella play kit for a young grandniece of mine. A Cinderella makeup kit. Yes. It was a makeup kit for Cinderella because she loves the Cinderella. And this was just a year ago when I got it with Gussie, and my niece, grandniece, wanted to play Cinderella, you know? She wanted to act it out. So we do the hair, the makeup, with the pretend makeup, but then I was the fairy godmother, you know, because that's what she told me I had to be, and Gussie played Prince Charming, you know? And I can't get that goddamn image out of my head, you know? I don't understand this shit, you know? I mean, what the fuck's the point if you go through life and then, you know, and then it just turns to shit, you know? You know, when you finally meet somebody and then they're ripped away in a tragic, horrible, painful, awful, horrible way. And then you have to go on, right? And then you get assholes telling you things like, oh, everything happens for a reason. It's all in God's plan. Oh, bullshit. That is the dumbest bullshit. And it's insulting, you know? It's like, okay, so sun comes up, you can call that God's plan. But like when people die, horrible deaths, if that's God's plan, I'll take Satan, thank you. That's bullshit.
Give me a Christing break. I don't believe in Satan, though, either. Not that it matters. That's fucking bullshit. Don't insult. Think about what you say sometimes, peoples. Okay, here's the building. The white trash aren't out at the place. I assume because it's too windy. Ah, yes. But the wind is finally blocked. I can breathe again. Like that Robert Plant business. I can breathe again. Okay. Well, it's certainly not very crowded here. Must be pre-season. Because even when it's crowded, normally, you would see... season. I'm getting a little nervous because there's people around. I always feel subconscious, self-conscious. Connie Francis. And, right. So I'm just going to stand here by these old people. Talk about my hysterectomy. Ouch. I should have sang that fucking hysterectomy song at the tranny wreck when I asked if she has a hysterectomy scar from her new puss. Her gine. Maybe I can get one. You know, get another one. I could use two vaginas. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I could call one Clint and the other Oris. It never made sense before, you know, the Madge Jr. thing. But now if I had two vaginas, they can really have separate names. Madge Sr. and Madge Ricardo. Madge Montalban. Madge Johnson, of course. That would be the one with the bigger clitoris. 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 I think the walruses went back in the water. So I'm sitting now. Looking at the beach. See some old people. I see a little clubhouse with the number 4 on it. And I see some little barbecue pits. And I see... one person who looks like I could relate to, an old man with binoculars. Ouch. What the fuck was that? I got ants in my pants. Happiness is a picnic on the woods. Except for days ending in Y, asshole. Ugh, eat it. John Waters, now that person understands life. That person understands life. You know what I mean? Prolapse and everything. Let me prolapse for you. Maybe I should... I'd like to walk on the sidewalk back to the condominiums. However, I'm afraid that since I'm not wearing socks and shoes, it might hurt. But I might do it anyway because I don't care. And besides, I've already recorded enough of this fucking shit. For you. Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm just going to do some quiet since we're past the service. I'm just going to not say anything for a little while as we do this. So you can ignore me unless I edit it out. Oh, by the way, I am going to play something... I've been meaning to play this for a few days. And you'll recall Jan McLaughlin. Jan of course, the wonderful vlog, one of my absolute favorites, the Faux Press, that's faux, like F-A-U-X. And Jan and I were talking about video blogging and why the vloggies was sort of a symbolic... breaking point between yay and boo. You know what I mean? Yay and boo. It was like a sort of invisible line between stink hair and BC. I don't know if that makes sense. It does to me. Stink hair and BC. So I'm going to play that interview. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and play it now while I walk around.
So guess what? I just interviewed the tranny wreck, so I'm going to have a whole bunch of shows ready, which is good because I'm behind. But, the tranny wreck just finished she just got a sex change. I have Jan McLaughlin of the Faux Press. She's been on the show before. She's not a lesbian, but still would like to eat me out. Right, Jan?
Oh, at any drop of any hat.
Okay. Oops, I just dropped my hat.
I'm after you, baby.
So we were just chatting, but Jan started to hit on something that sounded kind of juicy. And we're talking about how the vlogosphere has changed and how basically... Well, Jan was just saying that the people she's friends with and the people that she's established relationships with in the past year or two are pretty much, that's her set, because the vlogosphere has kind of changed. Would you care to elaborate on that?
How can I just say it? My heart feels trampled, and mm-hmm. the soul has gone out of it as a community. And I attribute that to a lot of things, not least of which are the fact that Jay and Ryan are now not as much of a part of it.
Why is that? They have
expanded their workload.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're busy doing vlog related things.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I think the benefit of the vlogosphere comes from indirect advantage. You know, you're not going to be paid for your video blog, but your video blog contacts bring you in touch with people who bring you the living. And they're now making a living indirectly
right.
out of video blogging.
Right. As am I. Well, more out of podcasting, but it's the same deal, really.
Right, well, you know, I think the medium has to suit the message. So, you know, I do audio only as mm-hmm. well. I mean, it all depends.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised at how much PodTech, for example, relies on video for interviews.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Video, for me, is, like, I've seen so many crappy, like, Nokia phone interviews. Like, there's one site, I forget what it is, where they only do, like, Nokia phone interviews because Nokia is the sponsor. And they are so horrifically bad, both audio and especially video. And I'm thinking, what? This is why we have different medium. This is why you don't, you know, isn't it common sense that if you don't need to see what you're, see it, you don't need video? I mean, isn't that kind of basic? I don't know.
Yeah, it is pretty basic. And I suppose, well, that comes out of television.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose as a media maker has been to explore where video on the internet diverges from television, not where it overlaps.
Right. And I think that's the main difference, and that I see as well, is that what's happened is before the because my. You know, that sort of pain that you describe about, you know, what's happened to the vlogosphere and podosphere. I have the same feeling, you know, that sort of just, it's heartbreaking in a way. And I think in the major part of the shift was from being different, from being what mainstream media is not, to doing the complete opposite. Whereas now it's all about copying and becoming the mainstream.
And, exactly.
And I don't think... That's, you know, I think that people use the money thing as an excuse, but I don't think it has to be. I think, you know, the good thing is, like, in my opinion, like, now that I am being paid or whatever, and I'm a lot closer to these media, that media hierarchy that I used to see from so far, but that means you have the opportunity to change it. It doesn't mean that you have to say yes to everything and suck balls.
Exactly. You know? And I'll tell you what, you don't.
I match at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can edit this. I'll start again.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, Madge.
Oh, yes?
You don't suck balls. You are a cunt licker from way back.
Oh, this
and,
is true. Ever since the Lilith
Bear. I love that about you.
I am a cunt licker. What were you saying about how you felt that the vloggies was the end, beginning of the end or something like that?
Well, this a good transition because... They chose to model the vloggies on every other awards show ever done.
Yeah.
And they might have gone anywhere with it.
Right.
But they kept it within a two-hour format and did just a small select bunch of awards. People won awards who hadn't been part of the community at all, so it had nothing to do with the vlogosphere, really.
Right.
And so it was like, well, if it doesn't have to do with the vlogosphere that I love,
yeah,
then fuck it.
Right.
Yeah. And it didn't have any... the wit or humor that it might have based on our shared history. I suppose, you know, it traded the blogosphere in-group for the mainstream media. Proven, it was safe, it was certain to succeed and be palatable. And, you know, I suppose that brings you know, it's sort of like going to Pizza Hut. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah, crap.
What I love about it now with the people that I know is that it's risky. It's fucking risky.
What is?
You can be risky.
Oh, yeah.
At making video, making audio.
Yeah, that's the whole point, I thought. I don't know.
Well, it sure is for me, and those are the kinds of people, the people for whom the risk is the benefit,
mm-hmm.
are the people that have remained and will remain my friends and collaborators.
But see, I think there's a way to maintain it, and I think that's where the challenge is right now for us, because all we need to do is just sort of define this community and create it, and most importantly, let it not be exclusive, because the best communities sort of police themselves by the fact that, you know, if you make a community into such a thing that will, by its own nature, keep, you know, crappy, awful things, you know, out, like, you know, well, I'm not even going to name names, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, and let's say have maybe a community that, I don't know. Like, I like that Vlog Europe was still Vlog Europe, and it was still organic. And that didn't happen by accident. It's because we purposely created found a place in Italy where we could sort of keep a lot of those commercial influences out. You know, and I think,
yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you're having Deirdre and her company part of that was such a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how many sponsors will, you know, do you see Intel housing people, you know, like Deirdre did? I mean, and having all these people and order schlepping people around in vans, and my God, you know, the work she did was amazing.
Well, what I'd like to do is something for the end of spring, early summer, you know, before the season opens, is to try to get to... we did a film once at one of these trout fishing camps, sort of, I think it was before or just after trout season and before the summer.
Trout.
Where you can get all these little cabins in sort of a camp-out kind of situation that might be physically possible because it's between seasons and it's money they wouldn't otherwise have, and that kind of situation, to just get away off the grid kind of thing, although there's always grid to be had somewhere, but really get out in nature and hang out for, you know, a long weekend.
That would be nice.
You know, for, you know.
Where's this trout place?
Unofficial. Upstate New York, upstate Jersey.
In the Adirondacks or no? Oh, no.
Not that far up.
Yeah, I like that.
Sort of
nice.
Like the New York-Jersey line.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like
that. It's very beautiful up there, and it's really remote, kind of very small, quaint towns. And, I know a lot of art role-playing game people have, like, parks and stuff where they go, and they'll do long weekends at places like that, so I have a lot of contacts to do that. But I would really love to get people off the grid someplace in the East Coast.
The East Coast, you know.
Oh, your coast. Your coast, mostly. Beauty.
Okay, now I'm back. Wasn't that nice, that thing with Jan? I kind of had to cut it off because I don't know where to end shit. It was just a conversation, but that part of it I went, oh my God, look at this. It's the new city, and they show two wrestlers on top of each other. It's very, very hot if I wasn't a lesbian. A fighting chance to land a spot on the ultimate reality show. But it's very hot. It's the new city. No, it's just called City Link. It doesn't look gay, though. I mean, aside from the cover. Let's see. TV Marty. To be aired locally. Who cares? Like, I mean, what do I care? TV Marty. Although, is that the propaganda station that the U.S. government runs? If that's the case, it's not legal to run it locally, but I don't even know what it is. I'm sure somebody will tell me. One of my three listen turds. It was, I know I said two before, but when we added one, Matt Burgess woke up from the New Zealand. The New Zealands.
Oh, there's Man of War today, it says. Caution, rip currents, plus Man of War. Cool. Maybe that's what those purple things were. Appropriate, I would say, for this white trash Americanaville shit. So now I'm walking along A1A. That's why you hear cars. At least there's no wind, you know? Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that thing with Jan. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't fucking remember. It was a few days ago I recorded the goddamn shit. And get fucked. And, God, when, before I got obese again, I used to jog here, like, for, like, 7 miles in the morning. Well, that don't happen no more, do it? Be happening. No laps. Don't be. So I'm downloading some more of the Prison Breaks. Why don't more people listen to my show? You know, most of my friends don't listen to the show, like normal friends. Why is that? You know, why the fuck is that? Why do I do this? Seriously, why do I do this? And as I've told you before, the videos are like a gazillion times more popular. I'm not exaggerating. I've been told a million times not to exaggerate. And, why do I fucking bother with this shit? You know, what's the point? Other than my own need to express myself. But you know what? The thing is, really, to be truthful, I know that this show, Yeast Radio, is really the best that I do. This is really my achievement, this show. This is me. This is the greatest thing that I do, is this yeast. And I know that. That's why I do it. I just wish more people knew that other than you out there. You very few people, you know? I just don't understand it, you know? I really don't. I don't understand why more people don't see things the way I see them. Or at least giving it a chance. Now, what is it then? What is it? Is it the pro-raps? I think it might be Cheryl from turning people off. I think she's sabotaging me. I am. Of course, there's plenty of people sabotaging me from sort of the behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. And blah. Yeah. Pause. Don't want to talk in front of these lesbians. Oh yeah, so the purple flag means dangerous marine life. So anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Damn it. Come out. Oh yeah, so at the dinner, there's a lovely restaurant rant with Holly Davidson and Gary and my parents, my sister, you know, all this. And, my father was a little bit cranky, which is pretty much all the time, except for, like, for about an hour in the morning, he's not cranky. And, it's probably right after he shits or something. I shouldn't talk about this. I'll erase that part. I'll erase it, okay. Mental note, erase that. Okay, so, right. Okay, so he says, you know, I'm complaining about the show, like I'm complaining now, like, why don't more people listen to this crap? And he said, well, why don't you interview Mary Chaney? I said, what? Who the fuck cares about Mary Chaney? She's some fucking dyke that had a baby. What the fuck do I care? They got the president, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, it's fine, it's fascinating, but she's hit the mainstream. There's a million people who should interview her and get a huge, much bigger audience than me. The only reason why it would benefit me, you know, the only reason that I would interview her would be because I think it would add audience. And see, this is sort of the catch of Bainty Dose. Because Bainty or Bainty, I think it depends on which part of Bainty Dose. You know, maybe it's just because people are stupid and want to listen. Maybe listening is like the new reading that you can't do it unless you're really, really smart. Non-tarded. Detarded. Detarded. So I hope Matt Blender of OKSoRadio.libsyn.com can find that link. Mrs. Slocum can give it to you, Matt, for that movie called The Woman Who Thinks Like a Cow. I guess I could put on Insane Films. I guess I could do that. I'll email you, Matt, if I decide to put on Insane Films or something. My vagina hurting. And whatnot. So, Jewish expressions save me sometimes. Contradictions and everything. No, not contradiction. So, don't you love how I do a sounding tour on the beach? I swear about the beach and then I get off and walk on the goddamn highway. And I can finally fucking talk. So Mary Cheney, so I said, the only reason... the cat, 20 dose. 20 dose, as they say some Spanish countries where I don't... I just end up on my knees eating cunt out. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Catch, 20 dose. So this catch, 20 dose is that... The only reason I would have somebody like Mary Cheney on the show is to attract an audience. You know, and I'm... That's not what my show is. My show is just what it... My show and things I'm interested in. It's very organic. So... Why do I complain if I don't have audience if I'm not doing it to attract audience? Yes, that's the catch, 20 dose. But what I'm saying is I just really wish people would enjoy the show in droves for what it is. Without me having to, like, MySpace people to death. Without having to spam, you know, other gay podcast shows like certain people do. You know, and I mean, and marketing is great and fine, but I just feel like... You know, I feel like what I do is the show. And I just see myself in this little cocoon where I do the show, and somebody else takes care of the rest, and there's an audience. All I have to do is do the show the way I want to do it. Well, I do the show the way I want to do it. And I get two people listening. And then there's, you know, take a shit on a goddamn video, and I can get, you know, 100,000, 200,000 people watching my goddamn thing. Because any retard can watch something. Crazy. Well, I guess it's better than not having anybody watch anything. Ha ha ha. Yeah, high class problems, right? God damn it. Can you recall that windy little beach you walked along that afternoon when we met? Fell the wind, the concertina sang, what was the song? So I finally heard the new Dreamgirls CD. Of course, I didn't like it. But it's to be expected when, you know, of course I did, as I mentioned many times, that I did see the original Broadway cast of Dreamgirls in the 80s with Jennifer Holliday, the whole deal. And, nowhere near it. Pause. Well, I suppose I could go to the Weight Watcher meeting today, and that might be useful considering my mood. I think that's at 5:30. That means I have to get out of here by 4, which means it ain't gonna fucking happen. No. I'll never get out that soon because it's going to be rush hour. Tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. I hear the love as we walked through the sand. It was early September, with the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about Sharon Glass, something about always. She was a nurse, wasn't she? Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon Glass was the other Cagney and Lacey, I think. I think the one that played Nurse, like, there was this TV show called Nurse, and it was so stupid. And the commercials, like, oh, Michael Learned, that's who it was. And they go, you know, show her all these scenes giving VD to people or whatever. And then she goes, God, I'm a nurse. But that was, that was Clitoris Munson, actually. Clitoris Munson. Star Jones. Reminds me, I gotta call Berbacia Clemens. We're back on the right track. Berbacia Clemens, link, please. Berbacia Clemens, link to something. I don't know what. PussyFarm69@yahoo.com. Berbacia Clemens. Berbacia Clemens. Berbacia Clemens. Berbacia Clemens. Berbacia Clemens of the Hollywood Heels. Maybe I can use her sound bites again since we're on speaking turds again. That'd be nice. PussyFarm69@yahoo.com. Berbacia Clemens. Email her even if you don't know who she is. Say, please come back on Mad's show. PussyFarm69@yahoo.com. She might have changed it though, but I know it's still PussyFarm. I think it's still PussyFarm69. Maybe she changed it. I look on my blogs forever and look up Berbacia Clemens. God, what's that smell? Everything's toxic. I've been sitting in the condominium listening for about 12 hours as my relatives discuss what illnesses they have and what medication they stand for, they're taking for it. You know when you're obese, but you don't have to be, and you want to get back there, but you don't, so what do? You just do it, right? You pack a bag and do it. I need to get back to Chicago. This is shit. I can't believe I'm in Florida in the sun. Chicago's cold and wet, and I'm sitting here saying, I need to get back to Chicago. Fuck this beautiful weather. Bullshit. Yeah. The problem is, I'm always on vacation, I guess. Well, maybe that's the problem. I mean, I'm always working on vacation, but I'm always on vacation. I'm a gypsy. And she was... Oh my god, I'm a half Polish gypsy. Gotta pause it. Why didn't I have the tape recorder on for that? Some gross smelly guy asked me where I'm from. I'm from China, you asshole. I'm gonna take your pancreas out and smoke it, you stupid bitch. Yeah, take this pancreas out and smoke it. Honey. Cheryl. Cheryl has a nerve to tell me what to do. She does one show in 2 weeks and it's... I got a prolapse for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is my prolapse. Like one fucking 2 minute song? Fuck you, Cheryl. Do some work. I don't need your excuses, you know? I know where you at. I know what you be doing, okay? Okay, I got spies over there. Pizza walrus cunt. She be watching you. You. She be watching you. And I love Hopper, and Hopper loves me. But you barbecue sure got blubber a cunt. Tuna. Somebody's bending over really wrongly. Why don't people know when you bend over, bend your knees. Bend your knees when you bend over and pick something up. Otherwise you're disgusting and you wink at people with your big brown eye. Fucking disgusting. Maybe I can get 2 shows out of this. Maybe I can get 2 shows. Blahorowitz. Vladimir Blahorowitz. Like a gypsy. And she was like a gypsy. A pro-rapsed gypsy. A pro-rapsed gypsy. Hey, you know what? I'm just sitting thinking, like, Tranny Wreck is homesick, and I've been gone longer than her, I think. Maybe I'm just homesick, too. I want to visit Tranny Wreck, be her nursemaid, and see her new vagina heal. I could be like the Molly Pitcher, not Molly, Florence Henderson, no, Emily, no. What's that girl's name? You know, that whore. Florence Nightingale for sex changes, you know? I could do that. Oh, here, let me flutter about with my big poofy skirt and a lamp. One of those gas lamps, you know? I'm gonna flutter around with a goddamn gas lamp checking on people's cunts. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna check on tranny cunts with my goddamn pail, with a mop like that lady with a Veruca Salt. What is that lady who gave abortions? Vera Lake or something. Vera Drake. The abortion lady, you know, with a sponge and a bucket with some lye, some soap or whatever. And you go, oh, let me see your cunt, whore. All right, well, I got my gas lantern because, you know, electricity hasn't been invented yet. So, open your legs. Let me see that thing. Let me see that new cunt of yours. And I'll go wipe it out with my sponge. Oh, you're not getting an abortion. That's right. You don't have an uterus. So we'll just use this here Murphy's oil soap to clean out your cunt. Oh, no. Wait, Murphy's oil soap hasn't been invented yet. Let's use Sharifa Kadoosh. And just Sharifa Kadoosh it out. Are you listening to Democracy Now? Oh, wait. Podcasts haven't been invented yet. It was on the... Radio. That hasn't been invented yet either. So no Sharifa Kadoosh. You just have to use your hand and pull out the scabs. And try not to pull out the scabs so hard you get an ass cut. She was like a gypsy.
Something about sharing. Something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear love.
On East Radio.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.